Eddie, how'd you pick that one apart this afternoon?
Well, I was very, very pleased with the first half display. Thought we were everything we wanted to be. Of course, we were behind, which wasn't the plan. But in terms of the performance and our work rate off the ball and our quality on it, I thought we gave them a lot of problems with the energy of our front two and the quality of our wide men. So, you know, to have that many chances against Chelsea in one half was really pleasing. And the disappointment was that we didn't follow that up second half. We dropped our levels and they took control by keeping the ball and we gave it away too regularly.
Half-time just very much come at the wrong time today. You had that good spell of pressure before and obviously got yourself back in the game, as you said.
Yeah, I mean, still had chances at the beginning of the second half. Junior's flashed one just wide and they're small margins. But overall in the second half, we just... our quality with the ball went, and then that meant they counter-attacked on it at will, and then our players fatigued with the amount of counter-attacks and recovery runs we had to make. We lost the edge to our play.
Your thoughts on the Chelsea goals this afternoon, the first three in particular, I think, coming when it looked like, again, you were controlling the game?
Well, the frustrating thing is we looked like we were seconds from scoring ourselves, and to find ourselves a couple of seconds later conceding, and that's the quality again of the teams you're playing against. The incisive attacks that they delivered, the quality of their finishing was probably the difference between the teams, because if you actually look at it, I think we've created just as good a chances but haven't had that ruthless nature that they had, and that's why they're Chelsea and we're where we are.
What did you make of Chelsea's, I think, time-wasting tactics almost in the second half? It seemed like a deliberate attempt when they came out after half-time to try and slow the pace of your game down in the tempo.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really quick game. I have to say the first half was probably one of the highest quality games that we've been involved in this season. The speed of the play, the speed of the ball, the technical level was really high. Yeah, they tried to slow the game down second half and they were in front, so that's their prerogative. I think the referee is the one that needs to take control of that.
You said before the game you were hoping for more wins at home. It obviously didn't come this afternoon. On the whole, what do you put that down to this season? Is it just the calibre of opponents here, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the calibre of the opponents has to be taken into consideration here. You know, we won a lot of games last year in the Championship. It was always going to be a lot more difficult for us this season. But that's certainly something for us to go away and work on in the summer. As you know, we have to improve all elements of our play and all elements of our game. I did see, though, a really positive performance for the majority of today. And I think if we can match those levels between now and the end of the season, we go into next season with momentum.
How do you look at those last few games now? And obviously, 3 points today would have made it mathematically safe. How much does that play on the mind?
Of course, until you're mathematically safe, I've always said, we don't consider ourselves in the Premier League yet. The last two games are tough. We go to Everton and Manchester United, and of course have a game against West Brom, which won't be easy either. So we always knew the end of the season fixture list is a tough run for us. We've got to make sure we navigate our way through it.
And a double substitution today that seemed to really lift the crowd. I think they've been waiting a long time to see that partnership between Wilson and Afobe. I imagine you have as well.
Well, I mean, I think the beauty of our front four at the moment is they can all play with each other and they're all exciting. I thought King and Graben were excellent for us while they were on the pitch. They really did. I thought they produced excellent performances. And it's great to see Callum increase his time on the pitch and, of course, to welcome Bennett back from injury.
It gives you a good selection headache now going forward.
That's right, and that's what you want. And we haven't had any selection choices, really, with our front pairings because we've had to play who's fit. And those guys have done very, very well. So now we have choices, and that's what you can ask for.
And just finally, no Max Gradel in the squad today. Was that an injury to him?
Yeah, he just picked up a little knock in training. Nothing serious. We hope to have him back soon.